I don't want to do any more Disco Demolition stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the book came out and all, but somehow I must have accidentally agreed to this. I think this is more Paul Natkin and Dave Hoekstra.
Okay.
Because remember a few years ago, Brendan, and maybe you too, Dog, we went to the Elmhurst History Museum.
Sure, I was there for that.
To see Paul Natkin's, I think it was a Rolling Stones.
He had all his photographs.
All his photos.
Yeah, right on the main floor.
So that guy wanted to do a Disco Demolition thing, and Paul must have asked me, and I must have said yes to Paul, because Paul, anytime I have a favor that I need, if I need a photo of his or whatever, he always says yes.
Mm-hmm.
So if he asks me, it's pretty hard for me to say no. And then I kind of forgot about it. But it's coming up, and this guy's super Lance is the guy's name, Lance Tauser. He's the curator of exhibits. He's kind of bummed out because I don't have anything.
Any memorabilia?
Yeah. Well, I've got the helmet, but that's at the Hall of Fame, the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, can you ask them to send it back? I said, no, it's the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's staying
Your
there.
Your Elmhurst History Museum. They're not on this equal footing. What else do you have then? And I have a couple of things, but I don't have that much.
You don't have any exploded records or anything?
No. No. So he sent me a list of some stuff that he's looking for. I've been cleaning up in my studio here, like during the breaks on the radio show and stuff. I did find a folder that we had printed up for the 25th anniversary. We had the party at Harry Carey's. Do you remember that, Brendan?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's got inside, it has the script. The official script from the White Sox as to what was going to happen in between games.
Okay, right.
And it doesn't really say what happened. You know, it does not predict what ultimately happened. But it's pretty interesting. And so I thought he could blow that up on big poster boards like they do at Kinko's, right? That'd be good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's I got one thing for him.
There you go.
Yeah, Dahl, ad lib, get ready for blow up of disco records. Light fuse, etc., for blowing up of disco records. It's kind of cool. So I think I found him something pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he needs other things. So I'm just going to mention these things, and if anybody has them, maybe you could just email me at steve@dahl.com, and you can be part of the exhibit.
Is there a large collection of on field audio from that? Was there anybody rolling tape just with a microphone and just generally on the field for any kind of...
It was on Channel 44.
Yeah.
And they rolled tape and shot it, you know, like cut it live and shot it and cut it live to videotape. And I think his name was Mike Tuohy. He was one of the producers. He had those tapes for years, and he gave them to me. At the time of the 25th anniversary, which would have been 2004,
mm-hmm.
I think that's right, and we were going to use them in the documentary that we made.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My plan was to use the footage and then, I don't know, sell it to the baseball. Well, here's what I don't know. I thought because I had it, I owned it.
Okay.
And, you know, I never went to law school.
Mm-hmm.
But as it turns out, the Major League Baseball thinks they own it because it happened inside a Major League Baseball stadium.
Wow.
Which turns out to be that's legal. They can think that. So not only did I have to turn the tape over to them, I mean, I probably could have erased it, but I turned the tape over to them, and then they charged us an exorbitant fee to use my own footage.
Oh, geez.
And I mean, honestly, you know, obviously I said, oh, yeah, I'll give it to you, but we're going to need like 10 minutes of footage. And then, fine. It's like $5,000 a minute. How much, you know, we can reel you off 10 right now. No. This is the tape I'm giving you. So in exchange for me giving it to you, they're like, that's not how it works.
Wow.
Oh.
We'll sue your fucking tits off, I think is what they said. I don't know. Is that a baseball expression? Because I'd never heard it used like that.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a legal expression. So there is that, but
Wow.
I mean, the whole thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I assume they still have it because they were very interested in getting it. And they were persistent about it and unyielding in their demands. Unyielding.
Yeah. Wow.
And they got, you know, a buttload of lawyers and stuff. And,
yeah.
And the actual law on their side, apparently. So
yeah, they could probably put a pretty good case together then, yeah. It seems like.
Yeah, because it happened inside a Major League Baseball stadium. So,
without the express written consent of Major League Baseball.
The White Sox are Major League Baseball. That's what that means, as it turns out. You hear that every night, and you think, well, who cares?
Right.
Turns out, you know, it mattered.
Right. Like, I'm going to describe this game.
Yeah, the events and descriptions of this game or whatever. But I didn't hear it that night because I was down on the field.
Mm.
Your Honor? Guilty!
Turn over your tits.
Guilty! All right, this is a list of some of the stuff he's looking for. Disco Sucks t-shirt. I have some that are current, you know, current that I've made, but I don't have an old one, I don't think. But I might have some of this, and I know Janet's listening, so if we do have some of this, then if she could help me find it, that would be great. A Hawaiian shirt. I don't think I have any of my old Hawaiian shirts. Oh, they're in storage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go out to that storage. Although I think I have managed to trick the Loop and WLSAM promotion departments into having a Steve Dahl garage sale. To commemorate the 40th anniversary of the Loop and also to promote WLS.
Hey, I don't know if this is on-air or off-air stuff, but we had Jerry Mickelson from Jam in on the radio show talking about the Stones and stuff. And we were talking in between the breaks, and you're saying it's Jam's 40th anniversary. And he wanted to talk to you, and it's like, I said, it's the Loop's 40th anniversary, too. It's a tie-in, so.
Yeah, I'll call Jerry.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a big Sox fan.
He said he was mad, or he said he was frustrated. He made a comment about it. How if you were there, that would have been the first time you had seen each other without him paying you. So
that's true. That's true.
Commented on that.
Normally, when I see him, he hands me a check for something.
Yeah.
I would have been disappointed. My hand would just be out.
Yeah, right.
He'd shake it, and I go, "No, no." What?
Yeah.
The check.
Let's not make this awkward, Jerry.
The check, man. Yeah. Come on. So, Disco Sucks t-shirt, Hawaiian shirt. The thing is, I have a lot of stuff in storage at Hollander Moving and Storage, and it's been cataloged by three different people, none of the inventories really make sense. So, I'd have to crawl around in there. Unless maybe Janet has one tucked away somewhere. Insane Coho lip shirt. I think I might have one of those.
Wow.
Coho cola can. I don't think I have one of those. Do you think I'm Disco Record? I do have those. But again, they're in storage. I don't know where they are.
Do you think,
in there.
Is he looking for something? I mean, if listeners had this stuff, would they be able to loan it to him?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. So if you have any of this stuff, email me at steve@dahl.com and then I won't have to look so hard for my stuff.
Mm-hmm. And you can be part of history.
Yeah. Coho Lip membership card. I know I have 001 somewhere, but I have no idea where it is. I have too much stuff. I mean, I've been doing this every day for 50 years. Mm. I've got too much stuff. Well, not 50, but, you know, close. 47.
Do you want 12 inches of your large intestine? You'd put that out there.
I don't have it, bro.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
I don't have it. I threw that out with the rest of the meat. Coho lip or other buttons, stickers, etc. I might have a few of those somewhere. I don't know. The audio recording of the day after. I do have that, so I can get him that.
Mm-hmm.
So for sure, I have. That's really all I have for sure. I think. It's the audio recording.
All right.
And I'm going to have Donnie grab that for me.
Uh-huh. No problem. All right.
And that's all you get. Free preview, remember? But we've got more. Check out all of the Steve Dahl Network offerings and become a valued subscriber. Go to doll.com and sign up today. Offer not valid in Moldavia, Three Mile Island, and Jerkoffistan.